Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
And welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. It's Belinda Ellsworth here, and I'm so excited about today's show. We have a great guest in store for you, Dolores VandenBogaard. Dolores certainly works from her happy place. She is at the top of the career plan with Norwex as a Senior Vice President Sales Leader. She resides in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada with her husband Doug and their three teenage daughters. Dolores has been transforming lives globally with her dynamic personality and passion for people. As a business coach, trainer, and entrepreneur, she has been self-employed for the past 15 years. Dolores believes everyone does the best they can until they know better. So any shift in our habits start with being informed. She educates with a fun and entertaining presentation so everyone can maintain a healthy day-to-day lifestyle while reducing their exposure to chemicals. She also equips, mentors, and trains consultants across North America to be self-employed, giving them the greatest gifts of freedom and flexibility. As a public speaker and highly awarded leader with Norwex, Dolores is always delighted when she is asked to speak to groups and audience about the effects of chemicals on the environment, because an educated consumer can make great choices. She has been recognized as the top national Norwex leader in group sales for the 9 of the past 10 years, and Dolores says, impacting lives, developing potential, and blessing others is the greatest gift Norwex has given me. So it is my pleasure to introduce you to Dolores VandenBogaard. Hi, Dolores.
Hi, Belinda.
So excited you're here with us today.
Yeah, I feel very privileged. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Great. Well, Dolores, let's just start with filling in a little bit of those gaps and telling us a little bit more about yourself and your journey and where you've gotten to where you are today. How's that?
Absolutely. Well, I was very blessed to be born and raised on a farm just south of Alaska. We lived a very clean life, but unfortunately, we lost my dad to cancer when I was in my 20s. And I'll tell you, it totally shifted the way I looked at how we lived our everyday life. And I think sometimes when people become parents, your awareness for the things that you use every day totally shifts. And when I found Norwex's products, I totally fell in love with them. And the ironic thing is, being in direct sales is probably the last thing I would have put on my grade 12 to-do list when I finished high school or went on to university. I never would have dreamed that I would have been in this industry. But now that I'm in it, I can't believe how blessed I am.
Oh, that is great. So you live with your husband now and kids in Edmonton, Alberta, one of my favorite places in Canada, I have to say.
Love it.
Yes. So just share with us, you said you never wanted to be in direct sales, but then you did. But just share a little bit about that journey, because for someone that's not on their radar, or they have no intention, obviously it was your love of product that led you to them, but now you have a career. So just share a little bit with us about that shift.
You know, for me, Belinda, I always had a bit of a stigma with the direct sales industry. I never wanted to be the person that when people would look at their call display and they'd be like, oh my goodness, it's Dolores. I didn't want to lose friends. I still wanted to be invited to Thanksgiving dinner. And I had some experience with people in the industry that maybe gave a misinformed representation of what it could look like. And I believe now it is a profession, it is a business, and people who are in this industry now are so incredible at motivating people to become the best they can be first. And then that's just an extension of what they believe in, and they share the product that they're distributing.
That is great. So then how has the business overall shaped your lifestyle?
Wow. You know, once again, I never could have imagined the flexibility that this business gave. I know that statistics show that over 80% of people would like to be self-employed, and yet every day they carry their lunchbox and they go to the job that they're paid to attend. And I just love the flexibility that I can work for myself, that I can empower people to be the best that they can be. To be honest with you, Belinda, one of my favorite words is freedom. I love the word freedom. And I believe that when we can give other people this business, we truly are giving them the gift of freedom.
Absolutely. So one of the things that everybody always wants to hear about is your skill sets. Okay. So what does it really require? What do you think your two greatest skill sets are that have really helped you climb to the top of the career plan with Norwex?
Well, I find it very interesting that a lot of people who are successful in this industry have a lot of drive. People are not afraid to work. And I know that those are a couple of the things that I was definitely taught working on the farm. You just jump in, and even if you're never done, you're never afraid to keep going and moving forward. The other thing is hurdles. I believe that a lot of people stop before they actually reach their full potential because they hit a hurdle and they think they're done. To me, hitting a hurdle just means it's a stepping stone to my success. And I love showing other people and motivating them as well that in any area of their life, that if they want to have success, they just need to keep moving forward.
Absolutely. So in the day-to-day life, like this is the one where the skill sets, maybe those are two great skill sets, but it's like people want to know how do you work your business on a day-to-day life? Or what does the day-to-day life of Dolores look like in being a successful direct sales, you know, being at the top of your career plan? So just give us a snapshot, because I bet you there are tons of other things that you do that, you know, you might not even recognize are the great skill sets that have taken you there.
Well, there is a strategy that I have implemented in my business that in the morning when I sit down at my desk, there's always more things to do than what you have time to accomplish. So I sit down, and before I jump into checking my inbox, seeing what people sent to me over the evening, I write down what are the five things that I need to get done today. I find that especially with Facebook and different social medias, people on my team can lose time. And I find that if I can stay focused on what are the five things I for sure need to get done today, those five things get done. And I don't look back on Friday and be like, oh my goodness, I was supposed to do that on Monday. So I think that gets back to being driven and focused and just knowing intentionally what I need to accomplish that day for my business.
Great. Yep. Focus is key, and keeping your list to minimum. Those are two really key points that I always like to teach as well. So share with us an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
Well, I live in Alberta, and a lot of people know up here in Canada that the oil industry runs our province. And when we hit our first recession or downtime in the industry, I was only a couple years into my business, but I was already a leader. And I found I was very reactive. I didn't know how to prepare my team for it. And I find now that I've gone through the ups and downs of the economy, I find that I'm a lot more proactive than reactive. And as soon as I see it coming, I train to it to equip my team to know this is coming. So now this is how we're going to move forward with your business, because now is when you really need your business.
That is really great advice. And I know that the first economy dip that you're talking about, and of course, you're going through one right now. And I've been working in Canada since like 1993. So I've lived it with you guys too. I mean, yeah. I totally get it. But I love that. And I think that so many people, I mean, this is a statistic. The U.S. hit probably one of their biggest downturns in the economy just a few years ago. And, you know, we're just kind of coming out of that. And probably 2009, 2010 was some of our worst years there. And a lot of people, and this wasn't just in the direct sales industry, this was in the real estate industry, this was in the building community, this was in every single job, really. It was like, there was a few people that survived, and then there was a ton that didn't. So there was like these people that like, okay, I didn't just get into building because there was a big building boom going on. Like, oh my gosh, the you know, the building market is crazy. I'm going to get in and be a builder. Those people didn't make it. But the people that have been builders and they love it and they were passionate, they survived. So because you're right in it and like you're giving some really good advice saying be proactive, you know, I teach my team to prepare for it. What are some of the things that you're teaching or you're doing to help your team, you know, to continue to strive during this difficult economy? Because I think that's what everybody's going to go through it at one time or another. And because it's the ups and down cycles of an economy, it's just the way it is. So what are some of the things that you're teaching them? What are you really encouraging them on?
Well, first of all, I am very blessed with being with Norwex that people do not stop cleaning their home. They don't choose to not take their makeup off at night because the economy is down. So people still wipe their counters after breakfast, lunch, and supper. They still take their makeup off at night. They still are using their everyday products anyway. And what you want to do is you want to show people the value. I find that when the economy is really strong, people will focus on like the excitement of what's new or what's out there and wanting to see all the new product. Whereas as soon as the economy slows down, they could care less if you came out with something new. They want you to show them how you can save them money, how you can get them stuff for free. So to me, it's almost changing the strategy of how we do our customer care calls, how we do our follow-up, how we're presenting the business and the opportunity at our presentations, because really when the economy is down, that's when people wish they were self-employed, that they weren't worried when they were walking into their job, wondering what was going to hit them. When you're self-employed, you're choosing to keep yourself in business. And it's also shifting your perspective as to what kind of income you can generate. So just for an example, sometimes here in Alberta, you know, if we sell $1,000 worth of product at a presentation, our girls make $350, right?
Yep.
So for me, it's shifting that perspective. And sometimes it will even be the spouse who's going to be like, what? Like, you drove all across town and you only sold $300 worth of product? And I say to him, what if I told you I was going to put a $100 bill in an envelope and hang it on a telephone pole 45 minutes from your house? Nobody was going to take it. And you just needed to jump in your truck and drive across town and go get it. Would you not go pick up that $100? So to me, it's this business gives such crazy good money that what we need to do is say, when the economy is slower and you maybe sell less, you're still earning an awesome income. You just need to shift your perspective of what you're looking for.
That's great advice. And that was a great analogy. I mean, you couldn't have given a better analogy for that. And I say that to people all the time and they go, oh, it wasn't as good. Well, would you, if somebody just said, I'm going to give you $150, would you drive and get it? And the answer is yes. People drive like crazy all over because of coupons, and they will drive an extra, you know, we live in a rural town ourselves. And so I have people going, oh yeah, I'm going to wait and drive, you know, to a store 30 minutes away so that I can save 50 cents on this thing. And it's like, seriously, like, look at the time that you spent, look at what you're getting. And it's the same kind of analogy, but people are willing to drive an hour sometimes to save $10. And yet they don't want to drive an hour to make $100.
Right.
It blows my mind away on a regular basis. So that was a great example and great analogy. So share with us then, because that's the name of the show, Work From Your Happy Place. And what's that mean to you, Dolores?
Well, from a professional standpoint, for me, it's all about inspiring other people. I just love motivating people to be able to reach their full potential. I really believe that a lot of people settle in life. And I also find that if I can show people how to be joyful in all situations, and by doing this business, you become a sisterhood. And people see my life go through ups and downs. Man, I moved into my new house and 2 months later, the basement flooded and two of my girls had major surgery. Like, my team sees real life And yet they see me choosing joy and still doing my business every month. Just because life happens, you don't stop working. And that's when it gets back to, you know, if you had an everyday job, would you hire yourself to be self-employed, to show up every day? And to me, working for my happy place is being self-employed. I love it. I wouldn't want to work for anyone else. And I say, no one would want me because I want to work when I want to work. So my happy place absolutely is being self-employed and choosing joy, regardless of the economy, regardless of how full my calendar is, and regardless of what's going on in my personal life.
That is great. So one of the things, I'm just looking over your notes here, you know, a great comment that you made, and I'd love you to share, is, you know, every day we're writing our own eulogy. Can you just expand on that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, you know, I think if our family went through a pretty tough time, we lost my dad, and we actually lost 6 family members in less than 2 years. And I think when life hits you hard, you look at things differently. And I don't want to live my life with regrets. When I get 80, when I turn 80, I don't want to wish that I spent more time with my kids. I want to know that I did the best I could in every season of life. And living our life as if we're writing our own eulogy, what do you want people to say about you? Well, then live it. So it's true. So to me, it's just one of those philosophies that, hey, if we all were living our life like today was our last, what would we do different?
That is great, great advice. So now, what is something that you're either extremely proud of or a great accomplishment? My husband's always teasing me because I grew up in a culture, you know, where we said, what are you proud of? Or, you know, I'm really proud of you. And some people interpret that like, oh, being proud or something. And it's so funny because I said to him, it's a culture, I guess. It's a cultural thing. Like we always said, oh, I'm so proud of you, or, oh, you should be proud, girl. And I just think because like my family grew up in the South, and it's like it's a cultural thing that I realized not everyone, he says, you need to rephrase that question. It's an odd question. And I'm like, gosh, I don't think so. But so either something you're proud of or something, a great accomplishment that you'd like to share. So he just brought that to my attention 10 minutes before we did this. I'm like,
well, it's funny because when you had said you were going to ask me what I was extremely proud of, I'm like, oh man, I hate that. Like that was actually what I think as women too, we like to downplay ourselves first. So my immediate mind actually, Belinda, went to my daughters, and I see how my career has impacted them. And my daughter, she said at the beginning of the school year, she goes, Mom, I'm going to be valedictorian. And I said, you go, baby. And she did. You need to be voted in by the staff, by the people that are running the school. And that's not something it's not bribery. It comes from hard work and diligence and helping other people in your class because you are academic. And I just see how my kids don't settle. They see in front of them what they want and they go for it. My daughter, she got a job already at the age of 15, and within a year and a half, Belinda, she saved $4,000 and bought her own car when she turned 16. Like they see a goal and they choose to go for it. And I think that that's beautiful. And one thing that I am proud of about my business is my team. They have incredible, we have a beautiful culture within our team of sharing, of helping, of supporting. Our team meetings aren't just about business. They're about sharing life and doing life together and being there for each other and bringing each other meals when people have a baby or a tough time. And I'm very proud of my team.
That is awesome. And I do think that it is one of the byproducts of this that some people, when they're going into it, they don't see it. But children that have been raised in a direct selling environment are just different kids. They just are. I see it with all 3 of mine. You know, I have 2 kids in their 30s now, which is hard to believe, but I do. And then I have my 12-year-old, and they all just have a much different, they set goals, they have make lists, they have, you know, they're driven, they are positive, it's just different. They're driven. And
wow.
It's so awesome that I'm able to see that as a result versus, you know, other people, but I talked to all of my direct selling friends and they're like, my kids just get it. They watch the hard work. They see what it's involved in having your own business. And I think it's one of the benefits that we don't really talk about that much. We talk about flexibility. We talk about all the, you know, freedom. We talk about just the money. We talk about all these great, the recognition. But at the end of the day, to raise your children in an environment where they learn life skill sets that are going to carry them forward in whatever they do, well, gosh, that's priceless.
Totally.
All right. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs or who might be looking at the direct sales industry? Because you yourself said it was more of a stigma thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For me, it's find a product you believe in and then just don't hesitate. Just jump in, pour yourself into it and believe in others. You know, I find that people have a lot of self-doubt. Maybe it was a teacher, maybe it was a parent. It was someone who spoke negatively into their life. And I'm on a mission to reverse those negative thoughts that are going on in people's heads and show them that they can attain their goals and they can live their dreams. And to me, this business is built on generosity. I can be a solo, I can be independently successful and sell a lot of product. But in this business, you are truly successful when you help other people find their success. So don't hesitate. Jump in. Find a product you believe in that you want to be passionate about and teach people about. The other thing is seek wisdom. Find somebody to mentor you that you can look up to. And avoid negative talkers. If you jump into this business and you talk to a couple family members and they speak negatively about the business, they probably aren't the people in your life that have been successful in developing a business themselves. So I just encourage you to find people who have been successful in business, any kind. I am very blessed to be the youngest of six kids. And of all six of us kids, four of us run very successful businesses and they look very different. All of them are very different. So I know that I'm very blessed to have that support from my family as well. So don't listen to the negative people and look for something you believe in.
That's super, super great advice. So any new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners could benefit from?
Well, first of all, Belinda, I need to thank you because one of the first times I heard you, I don't even know, probably over 10 years ago, you talked about doing customer appreciation events. And I have done them very faithfully in my area. Sometimes I've done two a year. My team has been extremely successful, sometimes having over 600 guests in two nights, bringing on new team members and bookings, extremely successful with our customer appreciation events. And we have one, we aren't doing another one actually until the spring. But one thing that I do have up and coming that I absolutely love is we do team celebrations twice a year. So in June and in December, all the leaders get to honor people on their team. So we've got different levels of leadership within Norwex. So a team coordinator gets to honor one person, sales leader two, executive sales leader three. And we print off awards and we do character awards. Like, what do we identify in you? You have a spirit of determination. You have a spirit of generosity. You have a spirit of incredible customer service and follow-up. So we don't just recognize for top in sales or promotions when we give jewelry out to people for promoting, but we also recognize people for what behavior are we looking for that's going to give you success? Those are the things that we do recognition for as well.
Oh, that is great. That was such a really great idea to be able to share with people who are always looking for ways to recognize their team. Because, you know, a lot of people get left out when they're not the number one seller or they're not the number one sponsor. And so I find that it's really great to recognize people for a variety of different things. And I'm always teaching, like, you know, smaller subcategories. But, you know, focusing on people's character is just such an amazing thing because it's going to bring out more people within your organization and people that just for whatever reason, because of their family life or because of another job, they might not be the stellar seller. They might not be that person who's working their business full time, but my gosh, they bring such great qualities and support to everyone else. It's so great that you're recognizing people for that. That's awesome.
Well, it's pretty beautiful. We tell them it's a husband and wife event. So we want to, and anyone who has children over the age of 13. So people come with their kids, people come with their parents, Belinda, and they're sitting at the table. We do it as a dessert night, a potluck dessert night, and everybody brings a dessert and we have coffee and tea. And sometimes people from corporate head office come if there's a really big promotion on our team, and they get to stand on stage and have their picture taken. And I have been to consultants' homes who are not even team coordinators, and they would have received a character award for either for teamwork or for dedication or for resilience. And they have it framed hanging on their wall. That is maybe the only award that they have ever received from Norwex. And it's from someone, it's from their leader in our team, and it's framed hanging on their wall.
That is so great. And people underestimate that is, I love that story, and it's so powerful because I think that people underestimate that power of recognizing and appreciating others and what it does to an individual. It creates just, again, my husband says, don't use this word pride, but there is pride in that. They feel good about themselves. They feel like they did something, obviously, to hang it on their wall, or some people take it to their parties if it's a little plaque or something. And it makes such an incredible difference of how people feel about themselves. And so don't underestimate that. I just wish people would recognize that when we show appreciation and a recognition for people, that it causes retention, longevity. People won't want to leave your team. They feel too special.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I had a lady who came to our team meetings for probably about 6 months. And finally, I said to her, I go, Carolyn, I said, I am so delighted that you're here every month, but I'm just wondering if we should maybe have some one-on-one calls to help you move your business forward. So between you and I, she never sold a thing, but she was always at our team meetings. And she said, Dolores, she goes, I just come every month because it feels so awesome. And I thought, you know, you just never know why God puts different people in our lives. And maybe it was just, and I did learn later some stuff that was going on in her personal life. And I thought, you know, if that was a reason why she was supposed to be a part of Norwex, be a part of our team, and she never did pick it back up again. But to me, that's okay. It did something beautiful for her for that season in her life. And who knows, we have people leave and come back 5 years later. So I never say never.
Exactly. We've got a few more minutes here. And so I love customer appreciation events, hostess appreciation events. I'm just a huge multiple host events. I'm a huge proponent of it. Product launches, you know, it disguised as opportunity events, whatever you want to call it. And it's the one area of the industry, I'm going to be super honest with you, I teach it, but nobody does it. Like if I went in and polled all the different groups that I train this to, I would tell you it would probably be 5% of people who actually execute it. And I'm always blown away by that stat, but it pleases me that you're doing that and they're successful. So what I would love you to do, we've got a few more minutes here, is just expound a little bit, because I don't even think people know how to execute them. Tell us a little bit what that looks like so that people just get a little bit better of an idea how you execute those.
I put a lot of work into it because I want it to be an experience. When I start about 3 months ahead of time, I already actually have the venue booked for the spring, and my consultants start handing out invitations at the presentations that they're doing. Now, we say that there are a couple different ways that guests can attend our event. So the first way is obviously just come as a guest. The second way is they can host a table. So consultants tell me how many tables they need to reserve. And as I said, we've put through over 600 guests in 2 nights. Now I do it back to back 2 nights because people like options. If they say they can't come Tuesday night, well, does Wednesday night work for you? So I don't like the word no, I like the word options. So if Tuesday night doesn't work, maybe Wednesday night will, and they can either come as a guest, as a solo, and sit at the table of the consultant, or they can host a table themselves and bring all their friends, all of their family to this event They don't have to bring any snacks. They don't have to provide the beverages. They don't even have to take off their shoes. They walk in, they sit, they collect all the orders from their friends and family, and they receive all the free hosting gifts through the program. So then what we do is when the guests arrive, I have a seating chart. They come up to the front tables. They say who invited them. They're told you're seated at number 32. Then they go into the auditorium and there's coffee and tea there. Then we have more ladies sitting there, standing there welcoming them, and some more consultants. And they're like, so what number, table number are you at tonight? And they're like, oh, I'm at table 30 or 32. They walk them to their table. If there's nobody there, they sit with them until more guests arrive. And then once the evening gets started, we have it very nicely decorated. Nice tablecloths, either fall or spring decorations. We either feature spring cleaning tips or new product launching. And it's very dynamic with lots of different speakers with different customers sharing testimonies about the product, as well as different hosts sharing their experience of how blown away they were with the free product. You can have consultants up there talking, but if you can get customers up there talking, now you've got their attention. We give away tons of free product. I tell my consultants to participate. They need to bring a package of $20 wrapped for the prize table for every three guests they bring. So the guests are just blown away by all the free product they receive, plus everybody who comes gets a gift. And then we do incentives if they were to join our team. And we also do incentives if they were to book a presentation. And we do it as an immediate draw. That we have people right away running around with bins, with music playing, and they're like, I got to fill in my form or I'm going to miss out on this big prize. And then they fill out their form and then we do a draw. If people would like to see, I actually have one on YouTube. It's Clean Natural. I have one of exactly do what Belinda tells you to do. It's successful. It works and I love it. And it builds my team's community and builds their calendar and their business. What more could I want?
Oh my gosh, you did share it almost exactly like I teach it.
I heard you share. You taught me this probably 10 years ago. And Belinda, I heard it. And I'll tell you one year I made it. Do you want me to tell you some mistakes I've made?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because we live and learn, right?
Sure.
So one year I thought, okay, I'm going to be super smart. I'm going to bring in like $15,000 worth of product so people can buy on site. Yeah. Don't do that. My husband and my kids were in the back filling everybody's boxes with their orders. And anyway, it was a bit of a logistical nightmare. I did it more than once because I thought I could sharpen up on it and do it better the next time. And by the third time, I decided that was a bad idea. So now we just ship everything to either the host or the consultant or ship it straight to our customers' homes. And yeah, it's anybody listening to this, if you're a leader, do it. You will be blown away by the success from it.
Great. And part of that training comes from a series we have called Interviews and Opportunity Events. So that's where some of that information comes from. But we really do lay it out very nicely for you so that you can figure it all out. And Dolores, I loved that you shared that because people call me all the time and they go, oh, I did your program, but I decided to do this, or I'm going to do it like this. And I go, okay, well, I hope that works. And then they come back later and say, I decided to go back because it works for a reason, the way that it's designed. And I love it that you sort of have combined being, this is what I really love, which I don't always teach. I teach it for, you know, product launches, just invite everybody. But you've taken the multiple host event, which we've talked about. And then you've taken the customer appreciation experience. So I love it that you can do come as a guest and sit at a table with the consultants, or you can get a table. And then basically you're playing host, really. And that is, I haven't always taught that. So I love that little twist there. I'm probably going to borrow it because it makes good sense. But, you know, when we try things, we learn, and you can't do it till you jump in and actually do it, physically do it. And then you'll tweak it out and you'll learn things and you'll work with your teams in a little bit different way. So I can't thank you enough for sharing that, because I promise you it's the one thing that people just aren't doing. And every time they do it, they're like, why wasn't I doing this? Because it's amazing. So,
well, Belinda, it does a couple things. It trains consultants who have never done a party how to do a party.
Yep.
It shows the people in your community that you work as a team. And who doesn't want to be a part of a winning team?
Exactly.
Right? Like,
yes.
You want to be a part of something bigger. You want to be a part of something exciting. And I have some customers that say to me, Dolores, like, I never want to miss one of these events. I love them. And we always ask ahead of time, like, does anybody have any testimonies? Customers offer, like, oh, can I talk about the mop? Oh, can I talk about the window cloth? Like, customers now know that this is what we do and they're getting in the game. So it's, I love it.
I do too. Well, Dolores, it has been absolutely delightful. Can you share with people where they can find you?
Absolutely. I have a blog, which is linked to my website at www.dolorisvan.com. And I have my own YouTube channel with a lot of consultant training ideas, as well as product information about Norwex at Clean Natural, which is my own YouTube channel. So there you go.
That is great. You know, just as a close, which I usually do this earlier in the interview and I didn't because I always have an assumption everybody knows I've known what Norwex is for a long time. But for those that don't know, can you just explain in a very quick nutshell, what is Norwex?
Absolutely. Norwex is all about teaching people how to clean their homes and take care of their families without using any harmful chemicals. So our products come from over 12 different countries, and it just allows people a large variety of environmentally friendly products to maintain your lifestyle.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure when I chat with you. I love seeing you when I'm out in Edmonton, and thank you so much for being my guest today.
It was absolutely my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.